GCI customers in rural Alaska can expect some telephone and internet outages next week thanks to a wayward satellite. KDLG's Mike Mason has the story.
A satellite that was stationed about 22,000 miles above the equator lost its propulsion system back in April. That satellite, which is called Galaxy 15, is drifting to the east across the equator and is crossing the path of other satellites. GCI spokesman David Morris says that next week the satellite is expected to get very close to a communication satellite run by GCI called Galaxy 18. That satellite is the primary telecommunications satellite for rural Alaska.
Unfortunately, the engineers on the ground, the technicians, were not able to turn the satellite off before it started that drift. So essentially, it's a live satellite drifting through space with no propulsion, and when it comes in contact close proximity to other satellites, it duplicates the signal that is being sent back and forth, and effectively it makes the communication impossible to discern. So in August, between August 11th and the 14th, that satellite will be close to Galaxy 18, which is what GCI uses for its rural telecommunications. And there will be outages of approximately 29 hours over the course of 4 days.
Galaxy 15 is being called a zombie satellite, and it's operated by Intelsat Communications, which is the world's largest provider of fixed satellite services. The satellite stopped responding to controllers on the ground on the 5th of April. It was launched into space in October of 2005, and it's believed that it was damaged by a massive solar storm in early April. The satellite is still receiving and broadcasting, but it's believed that eventually the satellite will lose its lock on the Earth and the solar panels will no longer be pointed towards the sun. Once that happens, the satellite's batteries will eventually die. The outages are expected to happen from August the 11th through the 14th, and there will likely be two outages a day that could last from 1.5 hours to 5.5 hours each. Morris notes that calls from the road system, southeast Alaska, or other areas outside of Alaska to rural Alaska will not be affected.
If you're calling from or calling to rural Alaska off the road system, chances are you're using a satellite. And what we're able to do simply because of the location is we'll automatically route those calls that go from the road system to rural Alaska. We'll be able to automatically route those through another satellite. Now, the problem with doing it in reverse is that for rural Alaska, we have sites all over rural Alaska. And if we were to redirect all the dishes to another satellite for this outage, it would actually cause, when we started doing the math, it would cause more of an outage than what these outages will ensue.
In a statement, GCI noted that it's working to make sure that Alaska's major medical facilities stay on the air during the predicted outages. This will happen by either redirecting their traffic to another satellite or by installing additional facilities. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.